IVM. Hi everybody, welcome to the Kinetic Living Podcast with me, Coach Urmi. I must say, I had such a great time putting together season 1 for you. It showcased my strengths, weaknesses, routines, regimes, hacks with some of the best people I know. I've been wanting to come back to the IVM studio to record something super fresh, interesting, exciting, and something twice as energetic. So drum roll please, because I present to you the season 2 of the Kinetic Living Podcast with me, Coach Urmi. I know consistency is a huge pitfall in your physical and mental resilience, and that's why I present to you the Tabata Tuesdays and Thriving Thursdays. In this monsoon season, or any season for that matter, I'm going to ensure that you get your weekly dose of a physical and mental boost in true kinetic living style. So for the next 13 weeks, Tabata Tuesdays will bring you a 4-minute workout that you can do anywhere. You don't need gym, you don't need props, just your body weight. And Thriving Thursdays is really close to my heart because it's going to be about cultivating a mindset that will elevate you from your daily survival mode to the thriving mode. Welcome to the Kinetic Living Tabata Tuesday series with me, Coach Urmi, and this is the 11th episode of Getting Stronger Shoulders and a Great Looking Torso. So, are we ready for the next exercise? Assuming that's a yes, I'm going to talk about the exercise that's called the seated twist. I'm explaining it first and then we all do this together. So you're going to sit down on the floor. Make sure there is a yoga mat with space around you. You're going to keep your knees bent in front of you. Your feet are down, relaxing on the floor. Make sure the knees are bent considerably. From there, you're going to slightly tuck the tailbone in or curl your lower back and slide backwards, making a C shape with your spine. You're going to keep your hands parallel to the floor and palms together in a namaste. Make sure your lower back is tucked in so it's in a rounded position and you're not arching your spine too much. From there, you're going to exhale as you twist your chest and shoulders to the right side. Keep looking at your thumbs and now exhale and twist to the other side. Make sure you're not resting in the center. You keep twisting from side to side and throughout your body is slightly leaned backwards and your spine is looking like a C from the side. You're going to do this for 20 seconds on and 10 seconds off. And then we're going to repeat it for 8 sets. What's exciting is that today I have Madhuri in the studio with me doing the workout right in front of me. And I'm in the IVM studio. So guys, do not use lack of workout clothes or lack of space as an excuse. I want you to do this wherever you are, even if it means you're going to sit sideways in your car seat. So let's get ready. Are we ready, guys? And Madhuri is ready too. So Madhuri has already taken the position. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Leaning back and exhale as you twist from side to side. Make sure you're not rotating from your hips, only from the chest and shoulders. Keep going. Exhale, inhale back to center and exhale to the other side. Very good. And 3, 2, 1 and relax. You're going to sit tall again. Get ready for the next set. 3, 2, 1, go. Leaning back. Make sure you're already leaning back and in the starting position. Exhale, exhale, that's the pace. Exhale, twist, and twist, and twist. Breathe out. Keep rotating from your arms, your chest, your shoulders, and relax. This is the second set. We have 6 more to go. If you're not feeling it too much, lean further back. And 3, 2, 1, go. Breathe out. Keep the thighs parallel to each other. Breathe out. Breathe out. To make it harder, you can lift your one foot or both the feet off the ground. Keep going and make sure you're engaging your inner thighs. 3, 2, 1, relax. So if you've chosen the difficult variation, which Madhuri has just done in the studio, she has taken it one notch higher. Excellent, Madhuri, and go. You guys should try it too. Unless you have a lower back injury or a lower back strain, then keep your feet down and focus on pulling that navel into the spine. Keep going, guys. And twist. And twist. And 3, 2, 1, relax. Try not to bend the elbows. You're going to keep it straight and keep the gaze at your thumbs. 3, 2, 1, go. If your feet are lifted off, make sure the knees are bent. You should not feel this more in your thighs, but more in your abs. Breathe out. Breathe out. That's it, Madhuri. Doing really well. Try not to bend your elbows. Keep them straight throughout. Exhale. Exhale. Lovely. And relax. Make sure your feet are hovering above the ground if you've lifted off your feet. 3, 2, 1, go. Tailbone is tucked in. Your weight is on the back of your sit bones, not on your tailbone. Breathe out. Breathe out. Go back. Lean back if you want to make it harder. Lift your feet higher. And breathe out. And relax. How are you doing, Madhuri? I'm sure she's feeling it. And 3, 2, 1, go. Exhale. Exhale. Make sure you're not holding your breath. And make sure you're not shrugging from your shoulders. Keep those shoulder blades down. Neck is long. Curl from your chest. Tuck from your lower back. Beautiful. And 3, 2, 1, relax. This is the last one. Madhuri is having a great time and I'm sure you are too. And 3, 2, 1, go. Let's give it your best. Lift those feet. Whichever variation you've been doing, try the harder variation. Push yourself a little bit. Try something new. 8, 7, 6, breathe. 5, 4, 3, 2, and relax. That's a great job done, Madhuri. Thank you so much for participating in this Tabata Tuesday series. And thank you guys for killing it every single week. We are very close to achieving this goal of a stronger shoulder and torso. So stay tuned for the next episode. Until then, stay strong.